Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. LaWanna Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. LaWanna Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now, here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. LaWanna Steins.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God richly bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. We're here every day. What a blessing that is. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 2:30 to 3. How awesome is our God. I want to encourage you. Don't you dare go nowhere. You know, if you're saying, well, gee, I caught the program today and I have to do something tomorrow or I have to go somewhere. Can I tell you that we have people listening to the program all the way from Illinois? I got an email from a young lady all the way from Illinois. She's a precious young lady. She's bedridden. She had a brain aneurysm. And we've been praying for her. By a miracle of God, she's been able to just start to have a little bit of movement in her hands and feet. And she can't get out. She can't go to church. But guess what? She listens to every day. She downloaded the app, KPRZ 1210, downloaded the app, and she set her clock. And so a little alarm goes up 5 minutes before 2:30. And she goes, oh, the radio's about to start. And she sets the radio up and she listens. You know, that young lady, since we started radio, has written me a little text in my messenger on Facebook almost every day. She says, oh my gosh, you set my soul on fire. You know, what's so awesome? She got that from our engineer, I think. Set my soul on fire. What a joy. But, you know, you don't have to not listen. You know, download the app and listen. Another thing I wanted to share. Every morning, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I used to do this conference call, free conference call. It's called Read the Bible with Me every morning, 6:30 a.m. Pacific time. And I think we hit over our amount of people, so they locked me out of that. And we lost like 1,000 people listening to us. It's like, wait a minute. But we decided, forget it. Let's just take it Facebook Live. So what we're doing on my Facebook, Dr. LaWanna, and let me tell you how to find that. It's capital D-R, no space, capital L-U-A-U-N-A, space, my last name is Steins, S-T-I-N-E-S, Dr. LaWanna Steins on my Facebook. And every morning now, we just started this because we lost that phone line. They locked us out after 1,000 people. It's like, come on, the devil hates the word. So we just started this on our Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, Friday morning. And by the end of the year, we go through the entire Bible. I read probably, we read Old Testament, New Testament, the middle of Psalms and Proverbs. And then we read, right now we're in the book of Mark. We already finished Matthew. We start this every year and we go through the entire Bible. And I teach the grammar, the history, and the context, all in that short amount of time. And we get that all done in about 45 to 50 minutes. So you know what? If you have lost a pattern and you say, I really want to read my Bible, but I have no time. You know what? Put your earbuds on, get online on Facebook, and you know what? Listen to the Word. If you're driving to work, listen to the Word. You can hear the Word and learn your Bible at the same time. It's so awesome. It's been actually fantastic. You know, my sermon today I titled, To Save That Which Is Lost. The Purpose of the Gospel, To Save That Which Is Lost. You know, it amazes me as I read through the Word of God. Paul writes one of these letters, well, several of them from prison, you know, but yet at the same time, it's a letter of joy. You know, Paul writes to the church in Philippi, urging them to stand fast in unity and to work together to defend the faith. You know, it's a letter of how another thing, it's a letter of how grateful Paul was of their giving to further the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, our giving is so important. And as you read through the book of Philippians, you go back in your mind and see Paul writing from the prison cell. His calling, you know, which was demanded, you know, preaching the whole counsel of God. Wow. a truth that what happens when we preach the whole gospel? Well, it sets the captives free. Building up people in faith in God's word, starting churches to reach the lost. You know, I've pioneered several churches. I just absolutely love it. We're pioneering now a church up at the Prayer Mountain. It's awesome. I love it. We pioneered a church in Barrio Logan. We saw over 6,000 people saved there. I pioneered my first church in Oregon. What a joy it was. We had over 300 people there, 24 home life churches. And it's awesome. We're getting ready to launch out our life groups from our Prayer Mountain because we have people that come to church from Barrio Logan. Help me to remember them all. Barrio Logan, National City, Chula Vista, San Marcos, El Cajon, Ramona. I'm missing a whole slew here. Downtown San Diego, Point Loma. We have people that come from all different areas. So, Calexico. We have people that come up from Calipatria. We're talking, that's what, almost 2 hours away? And they can't come to all the services, but they come to almost two services every month. And it's just amazing. So we thought, you know what? We need to do something. Let's start life groups, you know, home cell life groups that branch out through the whole city. A touch from above life groups. So we're so excited because the gospel needs to be preached. And here is Paul. He writes out in so urgent, an urgency to reach the gospel. Let me read to you. In Acts chapter 16, reading in verse 16, actually. Oh, my goodness. He's just going everywhere, preaching the word, preaching it right, because Jesus is coming like a thief in the night. Okay, sorry, getting sidetracked. Acts chapter 16, verse 16. Now it happened as they went to prayer that a certain slave girl, possessed with a spirit of divination, met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune-telling. This girl followed Paul and us, crying out, saying, "These men are servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation." And this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, "See, that girl had a demon spirit to distract the preaching. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And that demon came out of her that very hour. Ah, but when her master saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas, and they dragged him into the marketplace to the authorities. And they brought them to the magistrates and said, "These men, being Jews, continually trouble our city. And they teach the customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe." Then the multitudes rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. They're beating Paul and Silas. Oh, my gosh. When they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them in prison. Can you imagine? Let me stop there for a moment. Here they are preaching revival. All of a sudden, the girls run around going, "These are men of the Most High God. These are men of the Most High God. These are men of the Most High God." For 3 days. "These are men of the Most High God. These are men." I was like, shut up. "These are men of the Most High God. These are." Here they are trying to preach. Hello, have you ever been in a meeting and have, I was an evangelist for many years. Oh yeah, we've had a few of the little demon-possessed people that try to take away the service, or those that fall all over the ground making a big scene like, it's like, stop it, get up. Oh, okay. I'm telling you, it's been hilarious. It's been an adventure. So the same thing is happening. So here is Paul and them. They cast that demon out of her, and now she's quiet and she's listening. And she's receiving the word of God. But now the people who used her to make money are irate. So they take Paul and they grab him. They strip him of the clothes and they beat him. They laid many stripes on them. Bam, 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 bam. Beating them. And then guess what? They throw him in a prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. Oh, but listen to this. But at midnight, Paul and Silas, no, they weren't sleeping. No, they weren't. Fooled you, didn't I? You thought they were sleeping. You would have been sleeping. I might have been sleeping, but Paul and Silas weren't sleeping. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying. and singing hymns to God. Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. They were singing and clapping and praising God, and they were singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. You see, they had a mission. They understood the purpose of the gospel. They understood, oh, we're in prison. We got to save and to seek that which is lost. Oh my goodness. Let's sing, Silas. Wake up. Quit sleeping. Get up. Let's praise the Lord. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul said, wait, do yourself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and ran in and fell down, trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? You see, Paul and Silas knew the purpose of the gospel. Do you know the purpose of the gospel? When's the last time you shared about Jesus? When's the last time you sang and gave praise to God in the midst of your trial? When's the last time somebody came to you and said, what must I do to be saved? Oh, they don't even know you're saved. Oh, my word, you're in for trouble, buddy. You see, everyone needs to know that you're saved. Everyone needs to know. You have to have people come up and say, what do I need to do about this problem? So they said to him, guess what? The man said, what must I do to be saved? Paul, Silas, what do I do? And they said to the jailer, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved and your whole household. And then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in the house, the prison house. And he took them, the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. You understand how bad they were beaten? The jailer is taking Paul and Silas, and now he's cleaning up all their wounds on their back. And the jailer took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes, and immediately he and all of his family were baptized. Then, when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them, and he rejoiced, having believed in God with all of his household. And when it was day, the magistrate sent the officer, saying, let those men go. So the keeper of the prison reported these words to Paul, saying, the magistrates have sent to let you go now. Now therefore depart and go in peace. But Paul said to them, they have beaten us openly, uncondemned Romans, and have thrown us into prison. And now they want us to go out secretly? No, indeed not. Let them come themselves and let us go and let us get out. And the officers told these words to the magistrates, and they were afraid when they heard that they were Romans. Then they came and they pleaded with Paul and brought them out and asked them to depart. Go, get out of here, get out of the city. So they went out of the prison and entered the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they encouraged them and departed. You see, you have to understand something. It doesn't matter what we go through. My goodness, the purpose of the gospel is to preach the word. Let me give you a story. I was in, where was this at? This little girl, she was like a little lowrider. Orale, cubo ese, sabes que, you know, orale. You know, she had the Pendleton on, and she had her khaki pants on, and she hung around with all the lowriders. She was like a wannabe. She didn't have a lowrider, but she hung around with all the lowriders, right? And she was really sweet and cute, and I remember saying, you know, that little girl needs Jesus. You know, she's looking for an identity, you know, and, you know, she had her hair slick back, and she had the big the eyeliner on her eye, and she had the dark black purple lipstick, you know, and she was cocking her head, orale, orale. I'm thinking, yeah, okay, orale. So I went over to witness to her and I said, hey, how are you? And she cocked her head, orale, you know, I'm doing fine, ese. I said, oh, anybody have told you about Jesus? She goes, orale, I don't go to church, ese. I'm thinking, okay, ese, you know, whatever. And so anyway, I'm witnessing about Jesus. And finally, I think it was a couple weeks later, she came to church. And then the next week she didn't come to church. And then we were out on outreach and we were just kind of going door to door, door to door. And lo and behold, guess whose door I went to? It was the Orale Ese. It was her door. So I knock on the door and she gets to the door and she goes, "How did you know I lived here?" I said, "I didn't." I said, "We're just going door to door and telling people about Jesus and we want to invite you out to church." And she goes, "Orale, I can't believe you're here." She goes, "My mom just had a stroke. They brought her back from the hospital." I said, "Where's your mother at?" She goes, "She's right over there on the couch. The side of her face doesn't move. Her arm doesn't move." And I said, "Oh my goodness." I said, "I'm so sorry." I said, "Do you mind if I pray for her?" She goes, "Yeah, go ahead. Come on in." So she went over there and her mama was so cute. She was laying on that couch and the whole side of her face was paralyzed. A side of her hand, you could tell her hand was kind of twisted. It wouldn't move and her foot was kind of twisted in another way. And I remember getting on my knees and I said, "Hi, ma'am, how are you?" And she gave me her name and I said, "You know, do you mind if I pray for you? I believe that God is the healer and, you know, we'll just trust God together." And her half of her mouth was paralyzed. "Pray for me." I said, "Okay." I said, "Don't worry." I turned around to the Orale Ese little girl and I said, "Do me a favor. Do you have any oil here? Any kind of olive oil?" She goes, "Yeah, I got some olive oil." I go, "Bring it to me." So she brought the olive oil and I put some olive oil on my fingertips and I laid my hands on the top of her head and I laid my hands on her hand and I had my friend lay her hands on her feet and we just began to pray. I said, "Jesus, you said if anyone is sick among you, let him lay hands on the sick. Lord, you said, call the elders of the church and pray for them, Lord, and they shall be healed." And then I prayed a sinner's prayer with her so she would repent. She repented of her sin, and then I said, "Let's pray for her." So I prayed, "Jesus, you created us in your image. Father, you breathed life into man, and man became a living being. Father, you took Lord Adam's rib, and you created woman. And Lord, you brought the woman to Adam. Father, this woman needs to be healed, Lord God. And I ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you for the nerve endings on her face and her hands and her feet. I command that heart, the blood to flow. Lord, whatever is hindering in the brain, whatever it is, I ask you to heal her in Jesus' name." Well, all of a sudden, her hand began to move differently. And we kept praying. And I just said, "Okay, I'll come back to see you next week." Well, I didn't have to go back next week. Guess who came to church? Orale, say, you never believe what happened. My mom got healed. She came to church every week after that. She got completely healed. Her mother ended up coming to church later. Can I tell you that God, you know, the whole purpose of the gospel is to reach and to save that which is lost. It was kind of awesome to watch her transformation. There was a transformation. She changed out of her khaki pants, you know, and she put on a beautiful little dress. And all of a sudden, she's wearing a little suit jacket to church. And all of a sudden, her hair is no longer slicked back and slicked down with gel and hairspray, you know. All of a sudden, the wings on her eyes are no longer there, and she just is this beautiful little Spanish girl. And all of a sudden, the ese is gone, and orale is gone, and "Hi, good morning, how is everybody doing?" And she's going to church, and she loves God. You see, God is a God that wants to reach the hearts of the people, and the Apostle Paul knew that the jailer needed to be touched, not only the jailer, but every single one in that jailhouse. So even though they were beaten, and you know they had to be beaten pretty bad if the jailer had to pull them in and clean their stripes up. Do you understand? We're talking about the stripes on their back. So here is the jailer cleaning the stripes on their back. But you know what? When they were in that prison and they were put in those shackles, guess what they were doing? "Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. There is power, power, wonder-working power." They were singing about Jesus. They were worshiping God and praising God. And you tell me, that whole jail cell ended up getting saved, and the jailer got saved, and his whole family got saved. The purpose of the gospel is salvation. You're listening to my program today, and you are not saved. You are drinking like a little fish in a fishbowl. You down those beers over and over and tequilas, and you think you're slick, but you know what? The devil's making a fool out of you. I love you, but you know that you know that you know you're destroying your life. You're destroying your liver. You're destroying your body. You need to come to Jesus. Oh, listen, I'm talking to you. Listen, husband, All right, I'm talking to you. This is a warning. God said, stop having an affair on your wife. Get rid of that mistress. You had a little trouble at home, and you opened up Pandora's box. And I'm telling you what, her little perfume got your attention. Stop it. You better quit it before you lose your wife and you lose your children. You got to stop doing that. I'm talking to you. God loves you more than you can even imagine. You're going to jump from the frying pan into the fire. You're going to destroy not only your life, but your entire family. You see, God loves you and cares a lot about you. It is time to turn back to Jesus. Have you been ridiculed? Have you been made fun of? Are they giving you a hard time at your work? You know what? Walk in with a great big smile every morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. You know, just walk in there with victory. Don't walk in there like you ate prunes for dinner, like a prune face. Don't walk in there all busted and disgusted and they think that you can't be trusted. No, you got to walk in there with the victory. You got to walk in there with a smile on your face. You got to throw the trash when no one tells you to throw it. You got to clean the counter when no one asked you to clean it. You got to do a little bit more. Why? Because you're a child of a king, and God has called you and I to serve and to love and to be there and to minister to somebody in need. Oh, there is a whole San Diego County that must be touched for Jesus. I'm not talking about religion. Ugh, we have enough religion. We have enough religion to gag a maggot. We got too much religion. We don't need a religion. We need a relationship with Jesus. And so that's why I'm telling you today, the gospel is to set the captives free. So, orale, gang member. Orale, que vos, get out of the gang. Low rider, ride a little lower. You know, stop it. Yeah, come on, you're 60 years old. How long are you going to be cruising the avenue in orale, que vos? How long are you going to do that for? That was done in the 20s. Come on, you're 70. What are you going to do, go to the grave with your lowrider? You know, I'm not saying your car is bad, but you got to get out of that little boy. You know, Paul said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, but when I became an adult, I put away childish things. It's time to put those things away. Rise up and be a powerful, awesome, Holy Ghost man of God. Ooh, I know I got some of y'all mad. Oh, my word. Cheer up. Cheer up. Be happy. Amen. Our God is a good God. He's awesome. He's amazing. He's wonderful. He's counselor. He's Prince of Peace. He's mighty God. He's Lord of Lords. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's the great I am. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the lily of the valley. He's the rose of Sharon. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. There's a lion that lives within us. Let go to let God. Amen. He is so awesome. Pray with me right now. Jesus, oh, I forgot the purpose of the gospel. Please forgive me, Lord. Lord, I got so sidetracked and I got all caught up in myself. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. Help me to find my purpose in your purpose. Let my heart be your heart. Let my eyes be your eyes. Let my hands be your hands. Let my feet be your feet, Jesus. Please forgive me. Put your fire once again within my heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Did you say that prayer? All right, you got to do something more. You got to write to me. You got to get to church. Get up, get in the car. A church alive is worth a drive. Come on up to the prayer mountain. It's so awesome. Our driveway's right on Highway 67. Come on up to A Touch from Above, the prayer mountain. For a church service, I'm telling you, it's so awesome and wonderful. It's a church without walls, just like Jesus had it. Come on up. Be a part. Come. Get in that car and come on up. Don't forget, write to me, atouchfromabove.org. God bless you. I love you.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Steins. Have you read her book, A Mother's Story? It's a must-read, a heart-gripping true story, a murdered husband, a single mother, and a fight through cancer. For your gift of any amount, you'll receive her book, A Mother's Story. Send your support to A Touch From Above, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California, 92065, or give online at atouchfromabove.org. Join us Sunday at 10 a.m. for a church service up at the Prayer Mountain, 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. We're only 35 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County. And besides, a church alive is worth the drive.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. A touch from above.org.